Proclamation number 3658 of 16th of January, 1946. Lighting the light. God's word. I will lead you through the night to the light if you willingly follow me, if you do not flee from the light and prefer darkness to light. You walk in darkness on earth as long as you walk without love. And if I now make my will known to you, if I give you the commandment of love and teach you to take the path of love, I will kindle a little light for you which will increase its brilliance as soon as you fulfill my will. I myself bring you the light with my word, which you need only obey in order to be surrounded by the most radiant light. I myself kindle the light everywhere and its rays shine into all corners. They can have an effect in a wide radius if you nourish the flame yourselves, if you ensure that it does not go out but shines ever brighter. If you are constantly loving and let my word penetrate ever deeper into your hearts, then all darkness will disappear, you will be enlightened. Nothing will remain veiled in darkness but you will be able to see clearly and brightly, recognizing everything, understanding everything, for there is light in you and light is knowledge of the pure truth. Thus you also have to accept the bearers of light who bring to you on my behalf what emanates from me. For I myself send them to you because it is still dark on earth and I want to break through the darkness if you do not resist. You must listen to my messengers, thus willingly open doors and windows so that the light can brightly penetrate your house. You must receive my word and let it take effect in you. You must let it shine into all corners of your heart. You must let your intellect become active and at the same time also let your heart speak. Then you will feel the benefit of light. You will become free from the pressure of darkness which weighs upon you as long as it is night in you, night of the spirit, which means ignorance, lack of freedom and erroneous thinking. Where there is light there is no need to fear an attack by hostile forces, for they will be recognized if they approach and rejected. They cannot tolerate the bright light and therefore only work where the darkness of night is spread over people's hearts and minds. And therefore I warn you, I bring you the light so that you can resist these forces, so that you can chase them away from the realm of light and may walk your path unchallenged, always following the light which I carry before you, which brightly and clearly illuminates your path to me and which will never ever lead you astray. And where therefore a light shines for you, there direct your path and know that the light was always kindled by me myself in order to help you who still walk in spiritual night. Rejoice over every flaring up of a light. Let yourselves be revived and refreshed by my word. Let it also find a reflection in you and surrender yourselves to its effect without resistance. And it will become bright and light in you, for Roman 1, the eternal light itself, can work in you and help you to become blissfully happy. Amen.